in his might. Great stronghold that comes about in our walk as we live and wait for your second coming. As we worship this morning, we pause and ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Use these words. Touch our hearts that we may get closer to you and be committed to you. Bless us. Bless the hearing of your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Entire sermon this morning with the questions. The question is, what does God, what does the Lord requires of you? What does God desire of us to do? You may have heard the news this week about the Congressman Randy Cunningham. Sad week for the congressman. He was guilty for conspiracy and tax charges. Admitted he took $2.4 million in bribes to steal defense contracts to conspirator. 63-year-old Congressman Randy Cunningham fell from grace. As he wiped his tears, he made a confession, "I cannot undo what I have done, but I can atone." Decorated veterans, chairman of the subcommittee of intelligence, pleaded guilty, broke the law, took the man to admit. The critics said he did the worst things an elected official can do, enrich himself through his positions, and violate the trust of those who put him in power. Randy confessed, promised he tried to atone. How about us? Maybe we haven't got yet. Sermon this morning from chapter 9 of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 9. The story, the historical account of the conversion Saul of Tarsus. The Bible says he breathed murder and threats. He wants to persecute the believers, those who confess accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Interesting account. Saul of Tarsus was knocked down and knocked out as he pursued the passions of his heart. He wanted to be the most serious member of the elite council of the Sanhedrin, the special group, the elite group of wise men, including pastors and elders, the teachers of the law, the religious leader. He said he put his trust on those group of elect people and consider them, their decision as being the voice of God. He put a challenge on me as a leader, all of us leaders. As leaders, the people that trust on us, presumably we have the love of God in our hearts, but what if it's not? We risk the trust of those who look at us for spiritual guidance. But all of us claim that they have his trust on the elite council of the Sanhedrin and want to be a serious member of that group. So he earned his reputations by being a member that goes out and persecute those who confess followers of Jesus. If you open your Bible to Acts chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 and 2 outline the intent of his mission. Read it for us. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threat against the Lord's disciple. He went to the high priest and asked for letters to the synagogue in Damascus, so that if he found anyone who belongs to the church of the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. Talking about soldiers who go out and find insurgents considered to be the terrorists. Paul acquired a search warrant with an authority from a group of people considered to be men of God. He went out, search. He took pleasure to see them in prison. He took pleasure to see them suffering. This account, this experience of the conversions of Paul, Saul, before he changed his name, it reflects and reminds us how other people live out their faith based on what they view, their view of God. They remember the terrorist act in Amman, Jordan, where a couple, they strapped themselves with explosive device and went in the ballroom where a Mediterranean wedding, their intent is to blow up the Radisson Hotel. The husband was able to do it, killed with three other hotels, the number 57, but the wife failed to detonate the explosive device. She was in the view. She claimed she part of the jihad, a holy war, willing to die to eliminate the enemies of God. Did you know that the persecution of disciples as Saul carried out was driven by the desire to become a serious member of the elite council of Sanhedrin, who claimed Christians as enemies of God? According to the law, they deserve to die because they blasphemies the name of God, calling Jesus the Messiah, the Anointed One. That's why he took pressure of dragging them, putting them into prison, and see them suffered. In the name of God, people can do things. More so, Saul found pleasure and earned his reputation as a zealous member of the elite council. Patriarch and prophets write a profile of Paul, Saul, as a promising rising star to be another potential leader of the elite group. Patriarch and Prophets, page 112, says, Saul was regarded by the rabbi as a young man of great promise and high hopes were cherished concerning him as an able, zealous defender of the ancient faith. His elevation to membership in the Sanhedrin's council placed him in a position of power. Say about having the authority to do what he wants. His conscience was not bothered because he do it in the name of God. The scripture tells us that Saul acquired letters from the high priest giving the authority. Whoever you can find, bring him. Execute them. They even offer Paul some of members to assist him to accomplish, carry the order, do a thorough job. They consider to be terrorists. But the story tells us, as he was on his way to Damascus, the light of God surrounded him, knocked him to the ground, struck him blind. And the next things we learn, God was talking to Saul. Have you ever asked the questions? How did God reveal His holiness, reveal His glory to the murderer, to the terrorist of the Christians? Have you ever wondered why God revealed Himself to an individual who breathed murder and threats to people of God? What did God desire out of a murderer? Out of a zealous enemies of God? I praise the Lord. Studying and look at the story of the conversion of Saul of Tarsus, I can see the justice and righteousness of God. God has no favoritism. Whether you're a murderer, whether you are the registered offender, on the website, you're not allowed to be near children. God desires the same thing to them and to all of us. What does God desire of us? He desires a change of heart. God desires a change of hearts. The conversions of Saul reveal the call of God for sinners and righteous to surrender all unto Him. If you may turn your scripture to chapter 9, spend some time to look at a couple of verses. In verse 3 and verse 4, the Bible reads, "As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, 'Saul, Saul, why have you persecuted me?'" Here we see God talking to a terrorist. Here we see God talking to a murderer and asking him, "Stop what you're doing. You are hurting me." Have you realized when God revealed himself to Saul, he was telling him, "Saul, what you took pleasure of doing bring grief and pain in my heart. You are hurting me." When he says stop, he was appealing to him, "I'm expecting you a change in your heart." God said to Saul, "Stop. What have you taken pleasure of doing? Bring sorrow, pain in the heart of Jesus. What are pleasurable things have you done? Have I done that inflict pain in the heart of Jesus?" Did you know what Paul was doing? He was hurting his enemies. There was things that bring tears, sorrow in the heart of Jesus when we make enemies and take pleasure of seeing them tremble and fall. Could it be a challenge for us to be reminded what Jesus said? Love your enemies as yourself. Paul was challenged and asked by God, "What you pursue, the passions of your heart, to gain influence, to be a silent members in the council of surveillance, on the investment of taking advantage of others, hurt me." My family this morning, it's good to be study the conversions of Saul again. What have we done? What are you doing that might hurt your neighbor? God call us, stop it. But He call us, "All I need from you is to surrender your hearts to God." It's interesting to discover surrendering of the hearts to God is beyond our human effort. That's the scary thing about it. We can never conquer or surrender the hearts, the self, with our own human engineering discipline. It's impossible. But did you know what happened in verse 5? After God revealed himself to Saul, Saul asked a question in verse 5. He said, "Who are you, Lord?" The answer is, "I am who? I am Jesus you're persecuting." When God reveals to you, He reveals to you, He requires of us to surrender the heart, the self. But you cannot do it. You have to submit it
to Jesus Christ. It's impossible for us to do it unless we get to know and face Jesus Christ face to face. Surrender yourself unto Him, and He will take care of your heart. Surrender it all to God. Our Wednesday night Bible study, Pastor Jones is using this book called Preparations for the Final Crisis. Compilations of the Spirit Prophecy quotes written by Fernando Chaik. Great study. Under the title Self, The Surrender of the Self, Fernando quotes Spirit Prophecy from the Object Christ Object Lessons, page 159 and 160. He tried to tell us it's beyond our strength to surrender the self without committing ourselves to know Jesus. Quote, he says, no man can empty himself to self. We can only consent for Jesus to accomplish the work. Then the language of the soul will be, Lord, take my heart, for I cannot give it. It is thy property. Keep it pure, for I cannot keep it for myself. Save me in spite of myself, my weak, my un-Christ-like self. Mold me, fashion me, raise me into a pure and holy atmosphere where the rich currents of thy love can flow through my soul. What a great quote. We cannot surrender the self with a discipline. Impossible. Only we get to know Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. When Paul says, who are you, Lord? The voice said, I am Jesus. Get to know Jesus. He can surrender your heart totally to God. With Christ, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. That's what God required of Saul, the murderer, the terrorists. That's what God requires of us. Surrender it all. Not with a discipline. Yes, it's God. If you surrender yourself to Jesus, not only God revealed Himself to Saul, He called to reveal, appeal for a total surrender of the self, the heart. But He also appealed. God requires of us that we shall be filled with His Spirit. Holy Spirit. God wants us to be spiritual people. Verse 10 and verse 11. Acts chapter 9, verse 10 and verse 11. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, Ananias, yes, Lord. Verse 11, go to the house of Judah on a straight street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul. For he is what? He is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hand on him to restore his sight. When God called us, God desires us to be Spirit-filled people. How can we wait and be filled by the Spirit of God, we must be a man and women's people of prayer. The most enlightenment time, illuminate time, inspiring time, is time that you pray and ask God to give you sense of directions in things that trouble your mind. A moment that we can be filled by the Spirit of God is the moment that we spend on our knees praying. In verse 9 it says, Paul, he spent 3 days without food, with nothing. What do you think Paul was doing? He was praying. He was searching his heart. He humbled himself. And the result was, God gave him a second vision. The vision God gave him, he saw Ananias, the other man of God, come, anointed him, and restore his sight. Those are the things that desires in the hearts of God. He desires us to submit, surrender all to God by getting to know Jesus. Be spirit-filled people, spending more time in prayer. Do you know what happened? When God talk to Ananias, go and anoint Saul, Ananias debate with God. God, no! Oh no! Have you heard about him? He had a reputation. He's a man of vicious. He's a man of violence. He came with the authority to persecute. God, I will not go near him. Not me, God. I can imagine. Ananias debated with God. God, did you know I see his name on the register offender? They can never be closer to children. Not him, Lord. God desire of us, surrender all. Filled with the Holy Spirit. And you know what he said? He's my chosen vessel to represent my name throughout the world. That is the justice of God. That is the righteousness of God. That is the goodness of God. Regardless of the reputations that we have, regardless of incapable we are, if we surrender all, if we spend more time in prayer and be a spiritual driven person, God said, I have chosen you. A special instrument, a special vessel, maybe a broken vessel. But God said, I am a potter. I can mold you. I can change you. I can make you a better vessel to be served for kings and queens and princes in the name of God. There was a story told about a little girl wanted to play piano. She goes and plays on the piano and makes horrible sound playing chopsticks, as they call it. Don't play piano, but my daughter is playing with the piano, is annoying me, but you know, I just want to get to play. Her parents would like to see her grow up to be a professional piano player. So they consulted a master teacher. The first day of the class, they went to the house of the teacher. The little girl saw the piano, grand piano. She ran up, sit on the bench, and start playing. She wanted to show the teacher what she know. The embarrassed parents tried to stop her. Let the teacher start teaching her the right thing. But the master teacher encouraged her to play. He even come by her and sit with her for a moment. As the little girl start playing off-tune sound, he start to add notes, chords, and turn out to be a masterpiece music and amuse the hearings of the parents. My family, this morning, if you feel discouraged, feel that you're not up to the task, remember there is a master teacher can sit around, encourage us. It's okay. It's all right. If you feel like you're broken down, remember God is a potter. He can change us, mold us. All He desires from us, surrender all to Him. Get to know Him. Spend more times with Him in prayer, so we can be filled by the Holy Spirit. Claim that we are the chosen vessel, an instrument in the hand of God. My prayer this morning, may the conversions of Saul be a time for us to go back and look what God inquires of us, that we may fully submit it as we walk with Him. Let's pray. Father God, as we walk, as we wait, as we work, we discover that we make so many things that disappoint and bring pain in your heart. Help us to give it up. Allow us to know that we cannot surrender our hearts until we fully submit ourselves to Jesus and get to know You. For You is able to surrender us all with You. Allow us to be people filled by the Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully commit it as You call us to be chosen instruments of the kingdom. Bless us and hear our worship in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.